Welcome back to Dunkana Book Club. My name is Luke.
My name is Dan.
Today we are two-thirds of the way through The Gone World. We're up to part four, I think, is where we stopped.
Part four. Back to the future.
I have a short warm-up before we get to the book. So it's going to be, let's do restaurant talk.
Okay, gotta go do some restaurant talk here.
Let's do some restaurant talk. You know how, like, a lot of times when you go, when you see like a kind of divey restaurant, it's like, well, how am I going to say this? This is oftentimes more of like a burger thing. So I don't know if you're going to relate to that that much, or it's often like more of a meat-based diet thing. A lot of like divey looking restaurants, people are like, oh, that's going to be really good.
Okay, I do know what you mean. I do know very much what you mean.
And a lot of times it's true.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's like this burger place that like all the locals go to, right? Is what people will say. Or like a Mexican place, for example. Or like a lot of things like this. And I a lot of times have embraced that, and I'll be like, I'll see one and I'll be like, oh, let's go there. Let's try it out. And a lot of times it works out. However, a lot of times it's just bad.
Ooh.
And it's just so demoralizing to me. Because a lot of times, this happens often with like, this is why I said like burgers.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you'll go there and it'll just be like disgusting. It's like, I wasted a restaurant meal on this.
This is so
And I was
true.
Hyped about it. And then, and like, a lot of times I am kind of, I think we've talked about this, maybe off air, but to some degree, like looking on Google and seeing all the reviews kind of takes something away from the exploring restaurant.
We have like, talked experience. About this. Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes it's like, I should have checked the reviews.
Okay, Luke, I think that you're onto something here. I think that this might be a two metric investigation you could do, where you don't need to look at reviews, but maybe just like either ask one person about it, like find one person who's been there before committing, right?
Okay, sure.
Or and Luke, I'll leave it open to how you do that. Maybe you stand outside before going in and you're like, hey, was that good?
Yeah.
Or check how long the restaurant's been there.
Okay.
Right? Because I feel like with these divey places, it's sort of like they can only survive if they're good, is what I'm in an ideal world. If, you know, if the invisible hand truly exists, which we all know it does.
Big believers in.
Yeah. Then these places can't exist. They can't hang on for that long, right?
True. Yeah.
Because they got nothing going for them. The thing about a divey place, the reason you expect it to be good is you're like, this place looks shit, so they have to have something redeeming about it.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And this is the case mostly in like, I'm not going to go to a divey-looking place in a, like, low-cost-of-living area.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then it's like, they could survive even if they're bad.
Luke only goes to the divey. Luke only goes to the divey places where it's been already gentrified. Luke.
But that's right. No, like getting into our book.
Oh wow!
I'm not like I'm not. If I'm driving along the highway in West Virginia and I see a place that looks bad, I have a different reaction.
Yeah.
Than if I'm driving down the highway in San Diego and see a place that looks bad.
Fair enough. Fair enough, Luke. Right. Actually, there's been many times I've been driving down the highway in like a rural part of our country and seeing a place that looks bad. And you know what it's going to be. You just know.
Yeah.
You just know.
Yeah.
Now, Luke, there's a third option here, and that's you didn't know what to order. Because I actually went to an ice cream place recently.
Okay.
And this was like a Mexican ice cream place, and they had a whole case full of popsicles. Now,
right.
I skipped the popsicles because I was like, I'm here for like a scoop. I'm coming for a scoop.
Yeah.
The scoops, not very good. I'll say that the scoops are not very good. But they'd been there a while and they were doing a brisk popsicle business. And I was like, oh, I should have gotten a popsicle. That's what I should have.
What's the word? Brisk popsicle?
A brisk popsicle business. Yeah. Like they were saying they're selling like hundreds of dollars worth of popsicles every day.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, I should have gotten a popsicle.
This is maybe a separate thing. I don't see how a popsicle can be that good.
Luke, this is why I didn't get it. Partly why I didn't get it. Because I was like, I don't need a popsicle. Thank you.
The ceiling of a popsicle is not that high.
Now, I will say it looked like they were made with fresh fruit. Okay.
Okay.
I will also say it was not a hot day. And a popsicle on a day that's not hot is so low on my priority list.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not what you want. But I think on a hot day, if I'm ever back in that part of town on a hot day, I think I would stop in and get a popsicle just to see what it's about.
I'm excited for that. But whenever that day comes, please let us know.
We'll check back in.
But yeah, I'm glad we got there too. Always a journey on these warmups. Okay. Let's get into the book.
Yeah.
We're talking again, The Gone World up to part four.
Yeah.
just mood wise, Dan, this section. Pretty tough.
Pretty bad. Also, Luke, why? Okay. So this person is investigating. Shannon's investigating Nicole, right?
Yeah. Well, she's trying to get information from Nicole.
Correct.
Investigating her.
Correct. And so she is like basically living at this bar that has an attached apartment complex. They need to have an earlier retirement plan because this sounds miserable.
You're saying the Bennies are not good enough?
This sounds horrible. I mean, as we were just talking about, one, the bar sounds like a shithole. It does not sound like a fun place to hang. And two, you never want to live in an attached apartment on a bar. Like, that place, it's never quiet. It's not going to be well-maintained. It's there because it's cheap.
It's always smells like pee, for sure.
Yep. You get people banging on your door at all hours of the night.
Yep.
Like, this is not fun. This is not a fun time for her, okay?
Right.
This is not a business trip that she gets to, like, have a little cocktail because she's meeting with other clients. Like, no, this sounds terrible. When do they get to retire? Because she's almost 40, Luke. She's been doing this for a long time.
Right. This actually is an interesting, this raises kind of an interesting question I want to ask you.
Yeah.
So let's put you in this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to this future that doesn't actually, is like quasi real.
Yeah.
You're like duties for the day. For your work day are to like go to the bar and like hang out with this woman.
Yeah.
And you have like you kind of have no time like crunch.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you go back, nothing.
Yep.
It's the same time no matter what.
The only time crunch is on your life.
What do you do? Yeah, it's on your life. So like, what do you do? It seems like they give her like plenty of money cuz money is like meaningless.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I mean, you convince her you're a billionaire and you take her on a bunch of fun adventures. Am I wrong? Here's how you play it. Luke, here's how you fucking play it, okay? You show up at that bar, you build rapport for like 2 weeks, okay? I'm setting a 2 week max, and part of that is that you develop a reputation for getting lottery tickets.
Okay. Oh, I see where you're going.
End of the 2 weeks. Boom, I won the jackpot. Let's fuck off. You're going to be my plus one. Let's go do some cool shit. Come on.
Right.
Let's go. We've got basically unlimited money. Let's rent a yacht. And then we're one-on-one, right? We're getting deep. We're like, it's just you and me and the staff of my luxury yacht. They're not listening. Let's like really get into this. And let's fix you. Okay, Nicole, we're going to fix you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good move. I just can't. She's doing it wrong, right?
I mean, just this overall. This is getting into a larger point that, yeah, she's bad at her job. Like, she's not good so far at her job because every perp gets away and she refuses to call for backup. And
yeah,
she is so far behind, too. Like, she's not even, like, the pieces are being handed to her. She is not putting them together. She's like, another FBI agent is like, yeah, I've been undercover with them for like years now. You got to get out of here.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, man,
it's just so crazy to me. Like, yes, I agree with all your points, but going back to doing it wrong in the sense of like going to this future and having kind of a lot of freedom there, like, this is the future, a hypothetical future, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Explore a little bit. even if you're like, I don't want to do this thing where I like find a way to take Nicole with me, right? You can be like, oh, I work, like my work takes me on like trips once a week or something for like, like, I work crazy hours on the weekend because I'm doing trips.
Yeah.
Something, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm exploring this future, right?
Right. You're like, what's TikTok about? Let me learn more about that.
Yeah. How can we avoid this current? Well,
anyway,
I'll skip that.
Yeah.
I'm doing fun stuff.
Yeah. Okay? This is very true. I think, too, like, you go see a movie, right? Here's the thing, Luke. Oh, think of all the missed opportunity to use this power to like come up with the coolest music or movies, and then you don't have to worry about anybody suing you for copyright because they don't exist anymore. So you just go.
This is Back to the Future, Dan. You're doing Back to the Future.
Okay. Well, I say it stands. Okay. How come they're not doing this? They're talking about how much it costs taxpayers, earn some revenue from this, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's something that I do have another note on this a little bit later.
Okay,
it's kind of similar to something we already talked about, but we could be getting more valuable things from these trips. Yes.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, you definitely say that you've got shit to do. You can't just hang out with your old new boyfriend and sit in the bar waiting for Nicole to show up.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Do more, please. Do better, Shannon. Do better.
Do better. Actually, kind of staying on a similar topic.
Yeah.
So her whole experience in this future and then like going back to the present,
mm-hmm.
pretty traumatizing.
Sounds rough.
Because she like gets involved with this guy and they're kind of like in love, sort of.
Yeah.
And then like, so she forms all these personal relationships.
Yeah.
No. What are you doing?
Well, Luke, that's
do you not know? Like, are there not SOPs that are for this job that are like, okay, this is not a real world you're going into. So like, don't form actual real emotional connections, obviously.
Well, but how is she supposed to connect and get info if she's not? No, they'll see through it. They'll see through it.
It's crazy.
They can tell.
To me, right? Am I wrong?
No. I mean, Luke, it's not surprising though, because remember how she sets the stage is she starts by traumatizing herself by visiting her mom. Okay.
Right.
So it's like, she knows what she's doing and she's choosing to do it. And frankly, I don't think we should be paying for her therapy. after this. at a certain point, yeah. At a certain point, it's self-inflicted, and I'm not footing the bill. The taxpayers are not footing the bill for this. Okay.
I was just like reading this, and like, you know, she has. It's kind of chaotic, but when she goes back to the current,
yeah,
terra firma, as they call it.
Yep.
I was thinking like, oh, this would be like really hard to do. And then I thought more about it and I was like, no, it wouldn't, because I wouldn't have treated it this way.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's as if you had developed a romantic relationship with an AI. Like, it's not exactly the same, but it's sort of like that.
Well, it's like, it's worse, I'm going to say.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's as if you developed, if you went in and you were like, this is a fake thing that will end within, like, I don't know how long, 6 months, let's say.
Yeah.
And then we're still like, I'm going to develop a romantic relationship with this AI.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
So
crazy to me.
Really cool. Especially considering she doesn't seem that upset about ending that whole universe, right? Like it's weird that she can completely disconnect those two sides. Like the one side being like genuinely developing intimacy with people in that world, but then having no qualms whatsoever with getting on a spaceship and collapsing it and making it to where it never existed anymore.
Right.
Like, she's not talking about it now, like, oh, I really miss those people and kind of regret killing them all by leaving.
Right.
No, none of that. She's like, yeah, I knew that was from the start. This person is, they're all crazy, Luke. They're all psychos, I think.
It is interesting because to this point, like, she actually kind of does compartmentalize pretty well, this sure. hypothetical world. But yeah. the problem is she like transfers all that. I don't think trauma is the right word, but I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
Onto like the people in the current world.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's she like, transfers yeah. all of her stuff on, is it Nestor?
Nestor. Yeah. Yeah.
Onto the, like the current guy.
Yeah. Even though he's never done it. It's like, yeah, she's giving him a history and a backstory of his future for his future self.
Right.
No. Stop that. Granted, like, I think it does inform a little bit. I will say it does seem to inform a little bit, like, that he might be more in on it. Right?
Yeah.
Because, like, there's no way he doesn't know the... It feels like too much of a coincidence, I guess I should say, that he ends up living in this house that all this horrible yeah. shit happened.
Yeah, for sure. Because at this, like, I know that these future things have like multiple possibilities.
Right.
But this house was used as this like chemical weapons testing thing because that happened already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe they didn't. They didn't discover it at the time, but like he has to know. He like lied about it, right? In the future, about, like, in his Nazi future stuff, self, right? He kind of lied about it, which makes it seem like he knew, you know, it was a little worse than he was letting on. Also, though, right. Why is it the red flag that he's like kind of a Nazi? Why is that not the thing that you're like? And he was kind of a white supremacist, but anyway.
Right. I mean, I feel like we talked about this last episode, yeah, maybe when we it was did. Like, all right, it is like, what do you mean he's selling all this? He has all this Nazi stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, there's something else, though, that I think we should talk about when she comes back. She is so surprised that they want to hear more about this miracle cancer cure.
Yeah.
How disconnected is she from reality?
Yeah, I have a note on this as well.
She's like, oh, you don't want to hear more about this missing, this one missing person's case that we're trying to solve? You're interested in this miracle cancer cure? Like, I guess I can tell you what I know about it, but I don't know why. Let me tell you more about hanging out in the bar with Nicole for 5 hours a day.
This comes also to something that I kind of mentioned earlier, which is like, what is the training like for going into these scenarios? Because like, I understand that a lot of these missions that they're going on to have like primary objectives.
Mm-hmm.
But I would hope that their training involves being like, all right, if there's like a miraculous thing, try to figure it out.
Yeah. Like bring those knowledge back. Or Luke, she learns about a terrorist attack that's going to happen.
Right.
That's your new directive. That's the new biggest thing. If you can find anything about how that goes.
Yeah.
That's probably more important.
Right.
Considering that it happens very shortly after. Like, I think it's like within a year of.
Yeah.
So like they had to have been planning that at the time when you left.
Which confirmed by now.
Yeah, right? we exactly.
I mean, she does kind of thwart this one.
Right, but it's by accident, Luke.
Yeah, by luck. Yeah.
Like completely by accident. She didn't know she was going to stumble upon a weapons testing facility. She was trying to find this girl.
Right.
And it's like, the weapon thing is a Maybe at least split your time where like half the time you're drinking with Nicole and the other half when Nicole's not drinking, you're like chasing down some leads about this thing.
Dan, you're not considering how she's playing the long game with Nicole. The amount of hours that she puts in with Nicole all to just get handed. Like Nicole being like, oh yeah, I marked you for, I don't know.
Also,
she's bad at it.
Also, maybe go on maybe one less walk with Nestor, with old Nestor out to the truck out there. Maybe just one less evening walk and one more night, like on the internet, finding out what you can about this terrorist attack on your building that affects people, you know.
Can I just say, the walks with Nestor cannot have been that great.
No.
Because, as we've discussed, this is a... You're walking along a place that was used for mass murder with a Nazi. So, it's not great. Okay? It's not that great.
Okay, I will say, at the time, she didn't know about the mass murder thing.
Yeah, but... The vibes have got to be bad.
You think she was ignoring like piles of bones along the side of the trail?
It like smells like rot everywhere. Yeah.
Nestor's like, I don't know.
The vibes are terrible.
The vibes are really bad. Yeah. Yeah. This is why she's such a bad investigator, right? This is why she's so bad at her job. She like lived there for 6 months and never caught on that something nefarious had potentially happened.
He has a bunch of Nazi. Okay, that's the last.
We gotta
thing
move
to
on. We gotta move on. The other thing that I think is really crazy, Luke, about this, and is honestly kind of par for the course. Actually, it's par for the course, but it's also crazy. They developed this new technology, right, to like go through the quantum foam and do deep space or whatever and deep time.
Yeah.
And of course, there's some consequences of that, right? The consequences are like, yeah, you make a thin space that fucks up our current reality in some interesting ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then they proceed to just keep doing it, like kind of ignoring this. At one point, it's just called time pollution. And I'm like, yeah, of course they would. Yeah, of course they would. Like, that sounds about right.
Yeah,
we're not
but
Dan,
worry it's
about
at the moon, mostly.
Right, mostly. Let's talk about the mostly. And also... We're like moving through space constantly.
Yeah.
Like, is this does it maintain relative position? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How does it stay there? How is it contained in space?
It is affected by gravity, clearly.
Ah, okay. Fair enough.
Because if it wasn't, it would like rip through the earth as the earth hurtles through it.
Correct. Right? It seems that way. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, there's all this pollution around. They haven't really investigated it. And then they find a tree somewhere that's repeated to infinity. And they're like, oh shit, that's crazy. You think that's related to the crazy other stuff that's happening? No. All right, let's move on.
This is insane. This is driving me nuts, actually. Well, okay. I will say, I do think, like, moss is pretty low level.
Sure.
So I do think that there's a lot of investigations over stuff like this that she's just not seeing.
Right, as evidenced by the fact that she almost always has no idea what's really going on.
Right. And one thing I was going to say about this, like, briefing that they ask a bunch about the cancer cure.
Yeah.
It is kind of odd that they don't talk that much about the Terminus stuff, but the guy is like, well, you don't know how much they already know about this. So
yeah,
I'm choosing to believe that they've like solved the Terminus already. Okay. Because otherwise I'm not seeing much action on it. Mm-hmm.
That's a future problem, Luke. That's a problem for future people, not current people.
That's right. Sure, that those future people are going to be us soon, but...
Well, but not us now, so think about that.
This thing about this, like, major area where there's this, like, time rip, mm-hmm. whatever they call it.
Yeah.
The
quantum zippers got stuck.
Right. On one hand, it's like, have you guys been, like, this thing is... You guys should have been keeping an eye on this, right? Because they know about it.
What do you mean they know about it?
Like, didn't they already know that this one was here? Or did they not?
Okay, when you say they, Shannon, this is where Shannon had her crisis in Terminus, was at this location. But...
Right.
I don't think they knew that this one was here, because the previously largest one was in, like, the Pacific Ocean, and it was, like, a few feet in volume.
Okay. Okay, so, you're right. Yeah, I think they didn't know this one was there.
Yeah. Yeah. This is new. But as soon as you find this one, you gotta be like, fuck, we're in trouble. Maybe we should stop.
As soon as you find this one, it's like, I'm on the phone. I'm on now.
This is an excellent point. The guy who's like the PhD, right? The like scientist who comes along.
Noku, I think.
Noku. Did he seem too nonchalant about this whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This was bugging me the whole time, where I'm like, guys, this is a disaster. This is like a huge problem that you've just uncovered. You've just discovered like an oil spill in the Gulf.
Well, there's two levels of this,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number one is just like the implications of there being a...
Correct.
This thing here.
Yes, yes.
Of like, what does it mean for, you know, whoever's in this area, whatever, like our reality, blah, blah, blah. But the other one is like, how did this get here?
How did it get here? Yeah.
Okay. So like there's two earth-shattering aspects of this where it's like, we got to get everyone here.
Right.
Now.
This is the new most important place in the world.
Right.
And like in my head, I'm picturing like what would happen in our world if this discovery was made. And I was truly like, wow, the infrastructure that's going to get built up around this place is going to be insane. Like they're going to be building like huge roads and like facilities around it. Like this is going to be a massive project that's going to really transform this part of the country. Because of how crazy this is, because it's
right.
It's huge. This is insane.
Well, also the thing that I was wondering if they knew, and when I say they, I mean like the government, that this was already here, is because there was this new office for, I forget what this, the NCIS or whatever,
in West Virginia,
in what, like near here.
That's,
and I guess that's just a coincidence, though.
Maybe, yeah. although, like, I mean, I don't know how often they're sending people into the future, right?
Right. Yeah.
But you would think that they would, like, investigate those areas where agents had some problems, right? And Shannon had a problem at that location.
Right.
You don't send, like, a team down to just take a look. Like, it's on Earth. You probably know the GPS coordinates.
Well, also, I'm sure she had one of these briefings about this event where she had her, like, accident. And the thing that she describes now that we know is, like, pretty consistent with one of these, like, echoing things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I feel like people that are that know about those, that, like, see this briefing would be like, oh, we should check that spot out, actually.
Correct. Yeah. And now, the beginning of the book did open with her, like, trying to find it, like, her investigating and looking around. We need more than we need more than one woman walk, like, hiking through the woods to find this place, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the like, GeoGuessr guy on it.
He's incredible.
Yeah. Amazing.
Go to the future and find and get the Geo guy. Okay, speaking of Noku. So she had met this guy. He was like her I don't know, like briefing agent in the fake future, right? And she meets him in the real world on the day that he was like her report brings him away from Boston.
Yeah.
On the day that he was supposed to meet his wife. Right.
Correct. Yeah.
And Moss like kind of mentions it. It's like, oh, you were supposed to meet someone tonight. That would mess me up so bad.
Yeah. You can't do that, Moss.
Oh, I would be so shook.
I feel
he takes it in stride like a champ, and I don't understand it. This guy's too chill.
Yeah. I think he should be pissed at her, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because how do they not talk about this in the training?
Yeah.
How do they not talk about, like, hey, if you think that one of your friends missed out on a cool opportunity for some reason, don't ever tell them. They don't need to know.
There can be no benefit to that.
Literally no benefit to it.
Right.
I mean, she does tell him the name of the person.
Yeah, but what, like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, correct. Correct. I think at the very least what she could do is she could just be like, hey, maybe, like, this artist was really popular in the future time. Go check her out. You know what I mean? Like, give him a hint, but don't let him know what he's potentially missing out on in the future.
Right. Friggin' Moss. Man.
Honestly, Luke, how much of the X-Files have you seen?
Basically none.
Okay. I've seen a little bit of it. The character that she emulates from the X-Files, I think, is also a bad investigator. Like, I think it's sort of I don't think our heroes are leading her in the right way, I'll say.
Okay. Okay.
We don't need to go too far into it, but that's just,
tough hit on Scully.
Scully. Yeah.
Oh, I got it. Nice. Okay.
Anyway, Luke, I think you have to start to wonder, as the level of horror ratchets up and coincidence keeps ratcheting up, you have to start to ask the question, is this apocalypse like an antagonist that's doing this? Do you know what I mean? Right now, I think we're assuming it's a force of nature that's occurring. Yeah. But the perceived future, first of all, is like people crucified, That has a lot of cultural connotation in our world. I don't know if like a natural, like a force of nature just happens to result in that. I mean, there is a component of the cruciforms from the Hyperion series where it's like a natural thing that just happens to look like a religious artifact.
Right. A throwback.
Yeah, big throwback. But I think like you have to start to wonder, is somebody doing this? Like, is somebody so angry that they have decided to do this to everyone?
Right. And like, I realize that Moss is the only one that's seen, that's like heard this story. But after she hears about the Libra ship, like finding this other planet, it has to like further that belief, right?
Right.
That like this is not a naturally occurring thing. This is like a different species.
Right.
Or something doing it.
You've like encountered, I don't know, like a supervillain.
Right.
Maybe try negotiating. Did we think about negotiating?
Again, we haven't seen it, Dan. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right? But again, not a whole lot of action being taken to resolve the Terminus issue.
No. No. And I will say, Luke, given the level of horrific body mutilation that these people are inflicting, like every crime scene we have been introduced to is like the worst crime scene that anyone has ever seen before.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta wonder, like, is one of these people responsible for this apocalypse that's gonna happen?
Yeah. I mean, this is a note that I have, and it's not super detailed. I forget his name, but there's one of the kind of evil guys that has a very strange name.
Yeah, right? It's like starts with an H, and the guy describes him as literally the devil.
Yeah, this dude, bad news, I gotta say.
Yeah.
The most evil person of all time, perhaps.
Yeah, we gotta look into this guy.
Because the things that get described are like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is who you end up with, though, if you are recruiting people for this absurd time shit. You end up with...
Yeah.
Just some terrible folks up there.
Can we talk a little bit about Libra?
Mm-hmm. The mission?
Yeah. Well, so... I actually have a mechanics question.
Okay.
About how the ships return. Because she has mentioned that from the perspective of like someone not going on the trip, because they arrive back like a millisecond after they leave.
Yeah.
That it basically is just like them shimmering in place, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to, like, from the ship's perspective, do they have to physically land in the same spot?
Ooh. Okay. I'm going to say... Ooh. I think I see where you're going with this. I think yes.
I think yes as well, because, like, she actually does take the return trip.
Yeah.
Right? And with that in mind,
yeah,
why is there such a big mystery over Libra or like a lot of the ships? Like these, they could have landed somewhere else, right?
Well, you're saying if they didn't need to land at the same place,
right?
Right. Then Libra could have just like zipped back in somewhere else.
Yeah.
I think that might be true, right? I think the only reason they come back to the same location is because it's easier and then everyone knows what the deal is.
Right, exactly. But like if you have bad actors, it's not hard for them to escape.
It It doesn't seem like it. No.
We got to recruit better again.
Well, it sounds like the captain was like the best, right?
Yeah.
Just.
And then she just had the worst crewmates, though.
Yeah, but Luke, I mean, nobody wants to die, you know?
Sure.
They just want to bring a world-ending plague back.
Yeah.
Who can blame them? Especially considering, yeah. Luke, when you took this mission, like, this is an experimental mission, right?
You have to know that you might not come back if you're taking these missions.
You might land on an alien planet where they, like, capture you and torture you for centuries to learn about how your brain works. Like, you don't know anything could happen while you're
right
out here. You don't get to be upset about the fact that you might have to actually go down with the ship.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I should say, you do get to be upset. You don't get to do a mutiny over it, because that's what you signed up for, is that was a possibility. Right.
I don't like it.
Unless, ooh, Luke.
Okay.
What if they found a solution?
So, is there a possibility that these horrible things that they've been doing could actually be solving the Terminus? Is
Luke,
that what you're
maybe
suggesting?
They needed to do all this horrible shit.
Okay.
And then they solved Terminus.
Yes.
With friendship.
I like it. Well.
But just among themselves, not with anyone else, really.
Right, a very limited friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. Because otherwise, I guess this is, this does answer the question of where all these fingernails came from, right?
Oh, I kind of forgot about the fingernails.
Yeah, everybody forgets about the fingernails. Can't forget about the fingernails, guys. They had to come from somewhere. Do you think they were just...
Well, there's not a huge... It's not like that. Like, fingernails grow back. It's not... There's not a huge fingernail shortage.
Sure, but I mean, I don't want... Luke, you got to volunteer your fingernails for this art project? For this macaroni project?
Are they clippings or full fingernails?
They're full fingernails.
I didn't realize they were full fingernails. All right, I'm out.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Okay. You think there's going to be some kind of magic with the ship of the fingernails?
No, it's just a bad
it's a metaphor,
little
or
craft thing. Yeah, yeah. I did just realize, Luke, a horrible use of this technology, which is doing super unethical medical trials on people.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because the problem is when they bring people into Terra Firma, then they're suddenly, you have jurisdiction over those people. Like, now they have rights, but until you bring them into Terra Firma, they don't have rights in the same way.
Right.
So if I'm a pharmaceutical company trying to develop a cure for cancer, maybe I just go into one of these futures and do whatever I want and then take the knowledge I learned back. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. The interesting thing is, though, that this gets complicated, because typically when we think of something like this, because mm-hmm. like that's not a super unique like sci-fi kind of story, I feel.
Right.
But in this case, they're going to the future.
Yeah.
In which the people they are going to have better technology than them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like they're starting from a, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
You're right. The power dynamic is a little different.
Yeah.
But not really, because they know that they're from the past. Like, that knowledge, I feel like, is very valuable.
Yeah.
Like, the knowledge that they could dip out at any point.
Yeah, sure.
Is
sure.
valuable when you're negotiating. And that money's not real.
True. Yeah. Just take on a lot of debt and then just leave.
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Man, the philosophers and psychologists, though, have got to be having a great time with this.
Yeah.
They're doing the most unethical experiments they can think of.
Man.
And I like to think...
A lot of possible... An ethical minefield.
I like to think there also there is a certain amount of like courtesy around people that come back. It's sort of like a Vegas situation where you don't, you know, what happens there stays there. And so when they come back with some cool new finding, you're not allowed to ask them how they got it. You're actually not allowed to.
Right. the training that would be needed, the vetting that would be needed, not seeing evidence of sufficient work being done.
No.
By this, the NCIS.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think that's going to do it for us. I need to acknowledge we've yet to come up with our Time Cop show, our buddy Time Cop show.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah. So by next episode, we need to have that locked down. Okay?
Of course.
So we will have that by next episode, our buddy Time Cop show title. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
And so we'll be back next week with that and plenty of hot takes.
And definitely still being dumb nerds.